With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for tuning in. On today's program, we'll mark two events currently in the air, one sacred and one secular. The intersection of Ascension Day and Memorial Day provides the opportunity to listen to sacred music both glorious and reflective. We hear beautiful and inspiring works by Edward Elgar, Patrick Gowers, Eleanor Daly, Daniel Gothrop, and others. To start things off, we'll hear a piece that probably comes to mind immediately when we think of Ascension Day, Gerald Finzi's brilliant setting of Edward Taylor's text, God Is Gone Up. The choir of men and boys at the Washington National Cathedral sings, directed by Douglas Major. Eric William Suter plays the great organ.
Thank you.
God Is Gone Up by Gerald Finzi was performed by the Choir of Men and Boys of the Washington National Cathedral. Douglas Major conducted with Eric William Suter at the organ. We'll continue with 20th century organ music by Swiss composer Paul Müller-Zürich. Zürich, who lived and worked in Zürich and Lucerne from 1898 to 1993, was influenced by the neoclassic composers such as Hindemith, who had an influence on many of the Swiss-German composers active in that time. His Toccata No. 3 is performed by organist Jeremy Bynes on the organ of Gonville and Caius College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
Jeremy Bynes played Toccata No. 3 by Swiss composer Paul Müller-Zürich on the organ of Gonville and Caius College, Cambridge. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Sarah Adams' hymn, Nearer My God to Thee, paired with Lowell Mason's tune Bethany, is often sung at memorial occasions and is fitting for this Memorial Day weekend. We'll hear it sung by the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston, led by Brady Knapp.
Thank you.
Nearer, My God, to Thee was sung by the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. String players included Adam Lamott, violin, Ed Lawrence, viola, and Max Treitler, cello. Brady Knapp conducted. More music of remembrance is coming up as we listen to Sir Edward Elgar's choral elegy, They Are at Rest. It sets a text by Cardinal John Henry Newman and was commissioned by Sir Walter Parrott to be sung on the anniversary of Queen Victoria's death. It was first performed in 1910 and is sung here by the choir of Clare College, Cambridge. Graham Ross conducts. They Are at Rest by Sir Edward Elgar was performed by the choir of Clare College, Cambridge. Graham Ross directed. An elegy for organ is next, this composed by Sir George Thalben Ball, who for many, many years served as organist of the Temple Church in London. It was dedicated to his fellow English composer Walford Davies and recalls Davies' own solemn melody in its structure and harmonic style. Ken Cowan performs on the great organ of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. Thank you. Ken Cowan played Elegy by Sir George Thoban Ball on the organ of St. John the Divine in New York. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Poet Jane Greiner adapted several passages of Scripture, which were then set to music by composer Daniel Gothrop in his anthem, Return Unto Thy Rest. It's a lovely, reflective motet performed here by the Utah State University Chamber Singers. Corey Evans directs. Return Unto Thy Rest, with music by Daniel Gothrop, was performed by the Utah State University Chamber Singers, directed by Corey Evans. Another poignant text of remembrance that's brought great comfort to many is found in a poem by 20th century writer Mary Elizabeth Fry. "Do not stand at my grave and weep" is the opening line. Canadian composer and church musician Eleanor Daly chose this text for a movement of her Requiem and titled it In Remembrance. We'll hear the wonderful Canadian choir from St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario, sing, directed by Noel Edison. Noel Edison led the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario, as they sang In Remembrance by Eleanor Daly. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the most thrilling and stunningly effective anthems for Ascension Day is one written in 1988 by English composer Patrick Gowers. It was commissioned for the consecration of the Bishop of Oxford at St. Paul's Cathedral on Ascension Day that year. It combines a text from the proper for Ascension Day with a portion of a hymn by Bishop Christopher Wordsworth. It seems intended for vast spaces and is even scored with two organs in mind. The opening section is mystical and somewhat dreamy in its effect, but leads to a thrilling section at the words, "God has gone up with a merry noise." We'll hear a performance from a recent recording by the choir of Merton College, Oxford, and utilizing the newly built organ by the American firm Dobson Organ Builders. Benjamin Nicholas conducts Viri Galilei by Patrick Gowers and with organists Charles Warren and Peter Shepherd. Viri Galilei by Patrick Gowers was performed by the choir of Merton College, Oxford, directed by Benjamin Nicholas. Jane Greiner, who penned the words to Return Unto Thy Rest, which we heard earlier, is probably best known for her text Sing Me to Heaven, also set to music by Daniel Gothrop. It's been one of the most performed choral works in America in recent years, both by church and academic choirs, and I think you'll hear why. The St. Olaf Choir sings in this recording, led by Anton Armstrong. Anton Armstrong led the St. Olaf Choir in the touching anthem by Daniel Gothrop, Sing Me to Heaven. A wonderfully dramatic anthem for Ascension can be found in a setting by Lee Hoiby of one of John Donne's Holy Sonnets. Hoiby's anthem, Ascension, Holy Sonnet No. 7, is scored for choir, organ, brass, and percussion. It was composed at the request of Paul Calloway in 1964 for the dedication of the Gloria in Excelsis Tower at Washington National Cathedral. Calloway was a strong proponent of the work of Lee Hoiby and offered great encouragement to him to compose sacred music. We'll hear an exciting performance of this work by the choir of Trinity Church, Wall Street. James Sims conducts and Larry King plays the organ. The choir of Trinity Church Wall Street sang Ascension, Holy Sonnet No. 7 by Lee Hoiby, with text by John Dunn. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice as we've listened to music celebrating both Ascension Day and marking Memorial Day. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.